In Moscow today, visiting Chinese President Jiang Zemin and his host, Russia's President Vladimir Putin, signed a post-Soviet friendship treaty. It's the first such accord between Russia and China since 1950, when Joseph Stalin and Mao Zedong created a Soviet-Chinese alliance. Analysts say the document is seen as a counterweight to growing U.S. influence around the world. NPR's Mike Schuster is in Moscow. Is this a new alliance between Russia and China?
Well, no, it's not, Bob. Both Presidents Putin and Jiang Zemin emphasized that this is not an alliance and certainly not aimed at the United States specifically in terms of forming any kind of a military bloc between Russia and China. But at the same time, both presidents have consistently expressed their concern and uneasiness about the pursuit in the United States of a national missile defense system. And both have said if the United States is going to go ahead and violate the anti-ballistic missile treaty, with which it now looks like it will, that the two will work together to balance the United States, because both believe that international security relations are not helped by the presence of a single superpower in the world. So they believe that they ought to work together to balance the United States.
What's the thrust of this treaty?
The thrust seems to be primarily economic. Its many pages are devoted to the growth of economic cooperation and trade between the two countries. Both countries want to see a growth in trade. Trade is quite low between Russia and China at this point, only about $8 billion a year, which is tiny compared to the huge trade between China and the United States. Russia particularly wants to continue to sell energy products to China, especially natural gas, and is hoping that China will eventually will get its primary source of natural gas from Russia. But there's also continued military cooperation. Russia supplies most of China's advanced weaponry, and China is Russia's best customer for advanced naval destroyers and cruise missiles and jet fighters and submarines. And so there is this military component to the agreement, which will be deepened.
Is there anything in this Russian-Chinese accord the United States should be worried about?
Well, to tell you the truth, I think that there is. I've been talking to analysts here in Moscow over the last week about it, and they say they agree that this is not an alliance at this point, but they also caution that if the United States continues in the pursuit of missile defenses and does go about violating or walking away from the anti-ballistic missile treaty and acting in the world not in consultation and not in agreement with both Moscow and Beijing, that this could set the stage for the evolution of an alliance between Beijing and Moscow to balance the United States, or the evolution of a semi-alliance to balance the growing power of the United States. This could take place over the next decade, analysts caution, but they worry here that the United States will make mistakes, drive Beijing and Moscow closer together.
NPR's Mike Schuster in Moscow.